When Michael Jackson died, he left behind loved ones, real and personal property, and a heck of a lot to fight about, given that some estimates put his fortune at more than $500 million. And yet, despite all that money and all that potential for dispute, given his sometimes unusual family relationships, Michael Jackson's filed will is less than 4 pages long, excluding signatures and other legal necessities. That's about 1 page for each $125 million. You've likely heard about some of the more interesting provisions in the legal document, that Michael Jackson's ex-wife is purposefully excluded, and that famous singer Diana Ross gets custody of his children should Jackson's mother not be able to take care of them. But it's the more mundane matters that may prove more interesting in the long run. Jackson, for example, maintained that his will was meant to dispose of all property which he was entitled to dispose of by will, and that his executors are given the power to sell, lease, mortgage, pledge, exchange, or otherwise dispose of that property, including any ongoing business interests. That's not language that newspaper headline writers are likely to latch on to. It's boring and typical. But it's language that's broad enough, interpretable enough, to inspire battles in the future. Just ask those who've handled the estates of celebrities. One court deciding a matter involving artist Andy Warhol's estate explained the untimely death of a celebrity and the important role of the will's executor this way. Warhol's untimely death left his assets in turmoil. Immediate action was required to maintain continuity and to preserve the assets and Warhol's stature. There were important and immediate tax consequences, the court wrote, ways to best act to assert Warhol's stature in the art world, and ways to deal with objections to the will raised by Warhol's two brothers. Those in charge had to catalog Warhol's art, writings, and other personal property. They had to deal with licensing and book rights, and even had to make sure in the days right after Warhol died that no one entered his home to claim ownership of something. Each decision the executors made, the court explained, affected other decisions and ultimately who or what would be given to whom or what. But even when celebrity will matters are seemingly resolved, there's no guarantee that disputes won't appear years later. Bessie Smith, for example, was a singer known as the Empress of the Blues. She died in 1937, but in the late 1970s, her will was at issue in a dispute over whether a music company could re-release her music, and if so, who shared in the profits. Marilyn Monroe, too. Monroe's will and the legal rights to control her name and image are issues still being decided by the courts, even though Monroe died almost 50 years ago. One thing's clear. Even when a will's mandate is simple enough to be written in 3.5 double-spaced pages, battles over it can live on long after the celebrity is gone. The Prince of Pop? I suspect that we'll be hearing of disputes over the royals' royalties and other riches for years to come. I'm Amy Guida.